You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan Radio is expanding its reporting on the environment. After hearing what listeners told us they wanted, we decided to do more enterprise and investigative stories to add more depth to our understanding of Michigan's environment. Rebecca Williams joins us now. You know her from her many, many years of environmental reporting here on Michigan Radio. Hi, Reb.
Hey, Lester.
So we did the math, right? And I think that together, combined, we've been reporting on the environment something close to 40 years, the two of us, thousands and thousands of stories. But you've been doing this twice-a-week thing for about 8 years, and doing a twice-a-week report doesn't always give you the time and the latitude to go in-depth.
Right, to talk to sources, to put together investigative series, to file Freedom of Information Act requests.
So what kind of stories do you think need that treatment?
Issues of water withdrawals, climate change, Enbridge's Line 5 is a big one, the continuing ramifications of the Flint water crisis.
Right. And now you and I and our team are working on this series on PFAS water contamination in the state, which is getting a lot of headlines, and that's taking a lot of time and effort.
That's right. You, me, reporters Kayla Fond and Bryce Huffman, and our editor Sarah Hewlett, all of us are working on that PFAS series right now.
Yeah, we're trying to wrap up that series before too long because it's scheduled to air in the first week of October.
Right. So this is important to note. In the future, people are not going to hear the 2 4-minute segments on the air every week. Instead, we're going to dig deeper into the environmental issues that are making news. You'll hear those stories in newscasts, in longer stories on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, digital first reporting, and interviews here on Stateside. And I'm really excited, Lester, because you are going to be joining in on the reporting.
Yeah, I'm pretty thrilled about it, too. As some of you know, I covered the environment for Michigan Radio from 1998 to 2010 before I started working on some other important issues. But all of my career, dating back to 1985, I've really been interested in environmental issues that affect the food we eat, the water we drink, the air that we breathe. So I'm excited about being back.
There's so many stories to tell that having this team to be able to work together, more reporters now working on environmental issues, it's more important than ever.
And right, we've got the website now in a way that we didn't have in the early days of covering the environment. So we can have graphs, we can have stories on web that go beyond what the radio does to give people some of that in-depth flavor of environmental coverage.
That's right, MichiganRadio.org. Again, this first big series from Michigan Radio is on PFAS contamination in the state. You'll be able to hear that reporting the first week of October.
Rebecca Williams, thank you so much for all the years you worked on Michigan Radio's Great Lakes Radio Consortium and the Environment Report, and for a long time on your own. I believe you've worked on environmental issues longer than anyone in the station's 70-year history. So congratulations, and I'm looking forward to working with you more.
Thank you, Lester. I can't wait to have you back on the team.
This election year, we're doing some quick interviews on one topic with the candidates running for governor. The topic today is Medicaid and the Healthy Michigan Plan. And our first candidate is Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
The Trump administration is actively diminishing the Affordable Care Act, and it wants to end Obamacare altogether. What's your position on whether it should end?
It should definitely not end. You know, as a state senator, I worked with the Republican Governor Rick Snyder. We worked bipartisanly to make sure that we, Michigan, move forward on Medicaid expansion. It's called Healthy Michigan, and we've got 680,000 people health care coverage in this state. It's been a game changer for so many families, a life-saving thing. It's benefited our economy, and it's just been a really good thing for Michigan, and it's one of the things that I'm most proud of from the work that I did in the legislature.
If you're elected governor, what power would you have to keep the Affordable Care Act from disappearing?
Well, we've seen, you know, Congress and President Trump attack it 3 times in the last year and a half. And every time that happens, everyone who's got a pre-existing condition, every family that's seen a doctor for the first time because of this health care is in jeopardy and fearful and afraid. I, as governor, can make sure that we in Michigan protect the work that we did, that we work to expand upon it, and that we fight attacks on Medicaid expansion. This has been a good thing for us in Michigan, and that the biggest threat to health care for people in Michigan right now is Bill Schuette, my opponent who's running for governor.
Your campaign has accused Republican candidate Bill Schuette of not supporting guaranteed coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. He has said on the record that he does support the pre-existing condition coverage mandate, and his campaign accuses yours of being misleading. What's your response?
oh, give me a break. You know, Bill Schuette has filed lawsuit after lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. He would not join a lawsuit that 17 other attorneys general did to protect people who have pre-existing conditions. So, you know, he can try to hide from his record, but the fact of the matter is, for years, he's been using taxpayer dollars to try to take away health care from people here in Michigan. And I don't think anyone's buying it. In the Republican primary for governor, he even attacked Brian Kelly on Healthy Michigan, and he's currently sending out letters asking people to support him and donate to his campaign because he wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So it's baloney when they try to spew that now, and I don't think anyone's buying it.
The Healthy Michigan plan, as we've been talking about, is an expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Michigan, the state, has asked the federal government for a waiver to implement a work requirement for able-bodied adults. What do you think of that?
I oppose the work requirement. I think it is undoing what is the greatest part of work that happened under the Snyder administration. Now, I certainly didn't agree with Governor Snyder on everything, but I do believe that it took courage to embrace Medicaid expansion, and we worked very well together across the partisan line in order to get it done. 680,000 people got health care. This so-called work requirement is not for one second about getting people back to work. If it was, it would have been focused on leveling barriers to employment, like opening up training for skills or giving people child care options or transportation options. So this wasn't really about getting people to work. It was about taking health care away from people, and it's going to devastate a lot of families in Michigan.
You've suggested this kind of program, like Healthy Michigan, should be further expanded to include more people. How would that work?
Well, I think that there are some things that we can do. Number one, we've got to have a governor who's going to protect the work that we have done, and it's a very stark choice in this election. We can embrace Medicaid expansion or elect someone who wants to repeal it. We can use state funds to open up more opportunities for people to buy into the program, and I think that that kind of a small investment as a state would yield huge returns for us in terms of the health of our population, the readiness of workers to get into employment, and simply taking care of people that need help the most. And so I think there are a lot of things that we can do, but first and foremost, we've got to protect the work that I did with Rick Snyder on Healthy Michigan.
Do you support the idea of a single-payer plan?
I support the concept of universal coverage, of getting everyone covered. I, you know, didn't embrace a single payer in the primary because I just don't think that it's doable as a standalone state. Now, that being said, I am committed as governor to getting everyone in our state covered, but not waiting on Washington to try to fix the problem. We've got to have some state solutions here, and we're really working with a lot of experts to make sure that we've got the smartest plan out there.
How would you pay for something like that?
Well, the question is, you know, every decision we make as a state has benefits to it. And what yields the most, it's when we educate our people. It's when we make sure everyone's got clean drinking water, safe roads, affordable car insurance, and access to health care. And so this is one of those fundamental investments that is going to improve life for everyone here in Michigan, whether you're a head of a household or you're the head of a business.
Bill Schuette has said he believes the federal government will sooner or later withdraw support for the Medicaid expansion Healthy Michigan plan. He says Michigan taxpayers would ultimately be left holding the bag, paying the bill. How concerned are you about that?
Listen, you know, we can't prognosticate about what Congress is going to look like, but I think right now in this climate, it's a very real possibility that the political environment is going to change for the better, and that means that we'll have more people in Congress who understand how important these health care choices in this has been for people across our country. And I think, you know, his assumptions are all wrong. And regardless, my values are about getting people access to affordable, quality health care and saving people's lives, getting them healthy and getting them back into the workforce.
You've been on the campaign trail for a long time now. Where does health care and health care coverage rank in voters' concerns?
I think it's at the very top. There's no question. I have met people in our state who have seen a doctor for the first time. because of Medicaid expansion. We have averted, so many horrifying possibilities of people who don't get diagnosed with disease and get the kind of treatment that they need. An undiagnosed glaucoma that could have, blinded someone. They've now gotten the treatment that they need. And so, I mean, it's these stories that I hear every single day that tell me the work that I did crossing the aisle and working with Rick Snyder on this has really improved lives for people. And I'm proud of that.
Gretchen Whitmer is the Democratic nominee for governor. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.
Joining us now is the Republican candidate for governor, Bill Schuette. Hi there.
Hey, Lester. Great being with you. Good afternoon.
So we're talking about health care coverage today. You joined a lawsuit back in 2011 to block the Affordable Care Act. Some people call it Obamacare. Do you still believe it should end?
Helping Michigan is the law of the land of our state, and it's not going anywhere. And what really we need to do is make sure we have affordable and accessible health care for people across the state. And I want to help it be better and reform so that we have a work requirement for able-bodied people. And what's the significance of that? It's about making sure that people have a job. If we can train people and give them an opportunity to have a paycheck, and be in employment, I think that's a wonderful thing for folks when there's so many jobs out there that every employer and job provider I talk with, they're trying to fill the job with talent. So we ought to provide those who have are able-bodied with an opportunity for a job. I think the Medicaid work requirement is an important ingredient simply because to help people. Now, I want to be real clear. My opponent, Senator Whitmer and Garland Gilchrist, it's a Democrat scare tactic about this whole issue of health care and Medicaid expansion. For years now, I have said we need to cover pre-existing conditions and make sure that children are covered till they're 26 years of age and have portability of health care across state lines. And so the scare tactic that Senator Whitmer and Garland Gilchrist are using, frankly, it's a Democratic effort they're going on across America. It's a scare tactic. It's not true. It's false and it's a lie. And listen,
let me get a question in here. Okay,
sure.
So I want to go back to something you just said. You said the Michigan Medicaid expansion. It's the law. It's not going anywhere. But I want to know if the legislature sent you a bill ending the Healthy Michigan plan as governor, would you sign it?
Now, listen, I'm going to have affordable, accessible health care, and the legislature is not going to do that. And the point here is that, people who have a chronic problem who can't work and qualify for Healthy Michigan, we're going to make sure they get the health care they deserve. And again, this is just a ploy because the extreme approach that, say, Garland Gilchrist has taken and anti-Israeli rants and pro-Hamas tweets and Gretchen Whitmer's desire to eliminate ICE and dismantle the Department of Homeland Security is reckless and unwise and extreme. They're trying to change the subject to this false attacks on me on health care. It's wrong and it does a disservice to people.
You are on the record as supporting letting children stay on their parents' health insurance plan until age 26 and guaranteeing coverage for pre-existing conditions. Those are both part of the Affordable Care Act. How does that work if Congress and the president end Obamacare?
Well, what Congress has been doing is eliminating the taxes and the severe problems associated with the Affordable Care Act. And remember, what we saw with the Affordable Care Act on a nationwide basis were premiums went up. You weren't able to change you weren't able to choose your own doctor. And what my opponents want to do is have a government-run health care, and there'll be more taxes. Their version of health care is having taxes and more taxes and having a government-run health care, which means you won't be able to choose your doctor. And we should have market-based solutions, not a government-based solutions. And that's really the decision will be made in Michigan. Do you want a government-run healthcare system, or do you want to have people making choices and opportunities and more jobs? And that's the private sector, market-oriented solution that is better for Michigan and America's future.
Well, how would that work, considering we had a market-based system and a lot of people couldn't get insurance or couldn't afford insurance or had a pre-existing condition? How do you take care of those things in your plan?
Well, see, what happened is that in Congress there was an inability to strip out some of the bad problems of the Affordable Care Act that has finally got done with some of the taxes. And we need to keep pre-existing conditions. We need to keep children on the insurance until they're 26. You can do both of these things in America today, but trying to have a government-run health care program is a solution. It'll be more taxes, and frankly, paychecks will go down. And the extreme position of the Whitmer-Gilchrist team really is all about more taxes, whether it's on roads, more taxes, whether it's on health care, more taxes, whether it's on small business development. You know what? That would just send Michigan's employment back to the days of former Governor Jennifer Granholm and those failed policies. And that's the choice that people have in this election. And we don't need more taxes and government-run health care. We need more choices and options in private sector initiatives.
Governor Snyder has asked the federal government for approval to allow Michigan to implement a work requirement for able-bodied adults in order to get Healthy Michigan coverage. What do you think of that?
You know, the governor and I agree on this, and important that we make sure that we have this Medicaid work requirement, and the waiver I'm hopeful will be issued. And I think it's a positive thing to make sure that those who are able-bodied, we can give them an opportunity for work and be on a payroll, and making sure we have the resources to give assistance to those who need help in health care.
When you're out talking to voters, how important is the issue of health care coverage to them? What do they tell you?
You know, it's very important to folks. No matter what your walk of life might be, it's all about if you have a chronic illness or how do you deal with the complexities of health care today, and people get fearful of the government telling them what to do. And so this issue of health care and choice and the fear of a government-run healthcare system, and which gets, you know, people feel sometimes nervous and fearful about the government, but they want to have affordable and accessible healthcare, and I hear that, and I sense it, and I talk about it, and so we're going to do that. We're going to make sure that we have a, you know, Healthy Michigan's not going anywhere. Let's reform it with a Medicaid work requirement. Governor Snyder and I agree with that.
You know, there are 650,000 people on the Affordable Care Act, the Michigan Healthy Michigan plan, I mean, and 300,000 Michiganders who are enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. Do you think they all want to get off that and on something else?
I think what we need to do is make sure we have options and opportunity for people. And that's why if you're able-bodied, adult, let's have this reform and how we can enhance the Healthy Michigan program with a Medicaid work requirement, and then making sure that those resources that we can provide for those who have a chronic problem qualify.
Attorney General, we're running out of time. I really appreciate your time. That's Bill Schuette. He's the Republican candidate for governor. Thanks for talking with us.
You bet. Thank you.